Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sometimes Christian persecution happens in the name of beautifying the landscape. Other times it's a matter of control. Christians in one Asian country are facing more religious crackdown under a new disguise. And what can a Christian do if people are reluctant to hear the gospel message? Find your place in these stories today on Mission Network News. We've been talking about how Christian persecution in China is rising dramatically. More churches are shut down or censored by government officials every week. Open Doors USA tracks Christian persecution around the world and reports their findings each year on the World Watch List. David Curry, president of Open Doors, says there's a growing nationalist movement in China.
If they allow Christians to exist, they want that Christian faith to be Chinese or loyal to the government, to validate government politics. And the Chinese church is wary of doing that because, of course, this nationalization of the church means that they may one day be forced to choose between Jesus and the Chinese government.
Curry says Christians in the U.S. need to be just as wary of the nationalization of our faith.
What points am I asked? Or do I decide myself that I am going to be Democrat or a Republican before I am a follower of Jesus? Because we do it to ourselves, many cases in this country. We say, well, I'm a this or I'm a that. But first, we need to center ourselves on being a follower of Jesus, if in fact we are.
Please pray for the church in China and around the world to put Jesus first before any other affiliation. Next on Mission Network News, violent persecution toward Christians in India is increasing, but believers are still sharing the gospel. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says they're helping their indigenous workers make it through this tough time.
India has become very hostile, especially on certain fronts, to the gospel and to any work done in the name of Christ. We give these Christian workers training in how to handle those types of opposition, oppression, and persecution. And this is done in the seminary, as well as through the missionary training seminars and workshops that we hold.
As believers are recruited, Bibles for the World is working to spread the truth in more fields. Their work is expanding to healthcare, education, and training. With this growth, there's a greater need to support ministry workers in prayer and financially.
The church there in Northeast India actually sponsors 3 times as many missionaries as they have pastors. So though they've got hundreds of churches planted among the tribe, our own denomination that we're closely partnering with has over 300 churches. They're sponsoring far more missionaries than they have pastors.
Please pray for believers in India to be strengthened and support Bibles for the World workers at missionnews.org. And Barbara Palacios, the 1986 Miss Universe, was a part of the recent City Fest West Michigan event. West Michigan has a reputation of there being a church on nearly every corner, but this doesn't necessarily mean sharing the gospel is easier in the region.
I think for each one of us that tries to talk, to deliver the message, is always a hard thing. Because, as you know, sometimes people that have been through so many difficult times or crises in their life, sometimes when you try to explain to them the message of God, probably they don't want to hear. And the first point, they want to close their heart and say, no, I don't want to hear anything.
39,000 people attended City Fest West Michigan. Of that number, 1,833 people made decisions to follow Christ. However, what about the people who didn't attend?
So many people are in their homes, in their own life, suffering so many things, or they just lost members of their family, or they just been with different strategies. And I think this is the moment that if we pray for them, they will come.
Find your place in today's stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.